Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. You see, compared to, say, the United States of America, our per capita income is nowhere. What an average Indian earns compared to what an average American earns? Nowhere, no match. But very interestingly, a household saving of a common Indian is far higher than the household saving of an American. Now that's good, because a common Indian, a lower middle class Indian, saves from whatever he has, he saves a bit and puts it. And the bulk of this money goes to the National Small Saving Fund. That's where he goes and puts his money. Till now, very good. And you know what? There is no government interference in this. He does it, he cuts, he tightens his own belt, and with that money he goes and saves. That's his money. You know what the government does? The government takes this money that this poor, lower middle class saves, they take the money and puts it into places like Air India. They dump these money into corporates like Air India, which are continuously been bleeding and for the next 100 years doesn't look like it is going to recover. And those monies are enjoyed by the babus, enjoyed by the ministers, enjoyed by the bureaucracy, and they enjoy the money. Okay, completely mismanaged companies, completely mismanaged corporates, these guys take the money and put it there. And I'm sure they're going to do it to all the NPAs tomorrow. It is said that 75,000 crores of this National Small Saving Fund is going to be invested in these kind of companies. These companies that have never made a penny all their lives. Bleeding. Akhilesh, how fair is this?
You know, Sujit, the Indian economy or the Indian society, the household Indian, is admirable. As you pointed out, we earn less than an average American, but we save much more than him. And that's because I think we have a history. We have a history where state support to a struggling Indian is missing.
Zero.
Yes. We have state obstacles. But if you are a struggling Indian who doesn't have a job, you don't have dole coming to you. It's only if you are one of those Mandrega kind of characters in rural India where you can probably go and get that 100 or 200 rupees a day. But that is again no employment being given fruitfully, really. It doesn't add to his identity. So we have a history where state support is missing in our struggles. So we have learned to struggle on our own. And for that, the bulwark of our existence is savings. So we save. Now, savings are handed over to the government in various forms. They hand it over to the government by way of bank deposits. We hand over bank deposits to the government and NPAs get created. You see the size of NPAs that are created. Savings are handed over to the government in the form of life insurance policies. And see what LIC does to your money. It goes and invests some 50,000 crores in a bankrupt bank called IDBI Bank. All its investments in all public sector banks have not given a return on their investment. And that's your money. It's not their money. They are trustees handling your money. Another area that they invest in is this postal savings or PPF, which goes in National Savings Fund. That again you have handed over to the government. So we are saving and handing it over to the government in expectation of safety and return. The return, the safety is guaranteed because the government can't fail. Of course, if the money is misused, it's mismanagement. See how we have 10 lakh crores gone down the drain in NPAs. That's mismanagement, misuse of our money. It is reflecting on our economy. But we are still expected to hope that the government uses the money correctly. I get a return on my investment. If LIC had, for example, invested its money prudently in corporates which had given it a return, I'm sure as a LIC policyholder, I would have got a better bonus out of LIC, which I have not got. So we end up giving all our money to the government, whether it is EPFO. You know, the EPFO is an organization wherein all our provident fund money goes, holds funds to the tune of upwards of 7.5 lakh crores. That's the kind of money we have given to them. So we keep on handing over our money to the government for safekeeping and return. We get no return on it virtually. When I say we don't get a return on it, we should have got a better return. But what does the government do with it? It is insensitive to this, the hardship behind our savings, and it goes into an Air India. So what hit your and my attention was last month, the government decided to give another 1,000 crores out of National Small Saving Fund to a bankrupt organization like Air India, where it will never come back.
Correct.
Experts, government experts are on record saying that with the kind of debt that Air India has, 50,000 crores, it can never be made profitable. In other words, that money, 1,000 crores of National Small Saving Fund has gone down the drain. We are seeing insensitivity in terms of handling public savings across the board in India.
You know, ironically, Akhilesh, to be putting it in a very, very common man's term. You know what I see as a common man, a layman, absolutely no understanding much of finance and all that. As a layman, you know, even today you stand outside the Air India counter and look at the way they treat you. Look at the way a flight stewardess treats you in Air India. Okay, not only are they draining our tax monies, not only are they're creating losses because of the kind of treatment they met out to people and the kind of welcome they give the people, okay? They also now are taking away our savings. So, our tax is not, now savings are taking companies like this. See, there is no problem for a company, for a country to invest in something which is doing well. Okay, we have no problem, no taxpayer or no Indian would ever say that not to invest in growth, not to invest in infrastructure or not to invest in companies which are doing well and possibly because of some odd reason, global problems, global recession and all. If the companies do well, you invest in that company, one can understand and one absolutely understands. But this is absolutely, what do I call it? It's criminal waste of public resources.
See, Sujit. The criminal waste, I'll take an extension further on it. NPAs, 10 lakh crores lost by banks. You know, at the rate of 10% interest, you get 1 lakh crores on a base of 10 lakh crores. That's enough for me to fund the entire infrastructure needs of Mumbai.
Correct.
So, it is not just that we lost the principal, the opportunity cost of the money also got lost, and it was an aggregation of small savings. It was you and I, household savings which got aggregated and they got misused because the government is not sensitive about it. These are national small savings. You know the kind of interest that is paid on them, 8%. If it was more fruitfully used, maybe they would have paid 12%. That is what the common man wanted, but he got denied. Because the government is insensitive about the usage of this fund. It is like, oh, I have a problem. Where do I get the fund from? Oh, national saving mein kitna pada hai, usko utna de do. That is the attitude with which it works. Did you really look into the reason why the small man gave you his savings and what he expected out of you? You did not look into it.
Correct. And they wouldn't look into it either because I think empathy is lost long time
ago. They have been doing this across the board, Sujit. Last year, they compelled ONGC. Last year, they compelled ONGC to buy HPCL. ONGC had to drain out 90% of its cash flows for the purpose of buying a government entity because disinvestment had failed. Now, how does that hurt? ONGC needs money for oil exploration. 80% of our oil is imported. ONGC doesn't have the resources today. Because the government said, HPCL kharido. That was another way in which, you know, you are not handling funds with responsibility. NHAI was asked to give 20,000 crores to the government because the government needed money. I mean, it is in this way that any fund available to the government gets drained. Finally, it impacts us at the ground level. If I had that 10 lakh crores and I had a return of 10% on that 10 lakh crores, I would be having world-class infrastructure in all my cities. I don't have it today.
Correct. Akhilesh, you know what? The reason possibly we do beyond headlines and we rack up topics like this is because it's our desire. It's our desire that India starts looking into these financial aspects of administration and politics that we normally tend to ignore. You see, what we are trying to say by every week coming to you and talking about various mismanagement, various frauds, various financial issues that are happening, which is not normally mentioned in other places, is because we want you to understand that, listen, this is your money and it is your child's future that we are talking about here. So like the interest we show in our cricket, like the interest we show in our films, and like the interest we show now in our politics, if we show the same interest in our finances, we will make not only our lives, we will make our children's life better. And the only way you can change what is happening currently. And believe me, the kind of mismanagement that is happening currently is beyond belief. It is possibly we are one of the worst in the world. The only way we can arrest this mismanagement is by us knowing what the mismanagement is by making ourselves aware of what is happening. And that's precisely why we sit here and we do this program for you.
You know, what is missing, Sujit, is a sense of responsibility to the money that is being handled to create wealth further and not destroy it. You are sitting with the, you know, the money belonging to small individuals. Of course, you are running the government, so you will ensure that you will never default on repayment of the loan because you have the right to even print new notes. The government doesn't default for that reason. But you could have created far more bigger wealth for the country, which would have made the common man's life so much more superior. When you compare India with countries abroad, you are comparing infrastructure. You are comparing public infrastructure, public services. You look at the hospitals that we give to our common man and you want to compare it with a similar situation in developed nations. It is this that gets missed because we are not handling national savings responsibly.
And we are not handling our funds responsibly. We are not handling our finances responsibly. We are not handling our banks responsibly. We are not handling our people's monies that is entrusted, like you rightly said, in national small saving funds and others responsibility. We are bad when it comes to managing money.
Because the sense of responsibility never got ingrained in the babus who were handling it.
Correct. And the fact that nobody was there to question them either.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because possibly we ignored it. We didn't want to get involved in finance. People said, hey, finance, we don't understand. It was so easily said. It was so easily brushed. I also used to think that way, by the way. But all the same, it was so easily brushed away. And probably that is what caused us. So the fact remains that somewhere, how is it going to affect the common man, Akhilesh? Last.
It's a very direct correlation. A common man saves, hands over the money to the government. If he does the mistake of putting it into an equity kind of an exposure, he is bound to lose his money. But if he gives it by way of debt, like National Savings Fund is a debt fund, wherein your PPF money goes, where the government ends up giving you an interest. Like I said, it's a sovereign debt being created, you will get your money back. But the question is, two, was the money put to good use for the country? The answer is no. If you are putting in money of 1,000 crores from National Small Savings Fund into, you know, supporting a loss-making item like Air India, where the government itself admits that with this kind of a debt, it will never be viable and profitable. You are destroying the wealth that could have got created out of it. So that's the first situation. And by doing that, you're only, as you rightly pointed out, facilitating inefficiency in the country. The second is, you are denying a person from getting far better returns on his investment. Because, okay, I'll give you 8%. The government gives you an 8%. But we forget the fact it could have been a 12% or a 14%. If the money had been put to proper use, it is this that is hitting us at the ground level. If I have an LIC policy, I could have got bigger bonuses if my money was better used than put into an ILFS and an IDBI bank.
Absolutely. So basically, Akhilesh, to conclude, what I have to say is people like Vijay Mallya, people like Nirav Modi, people like Lalit Modi are taking away your money and going away from this country. People like Chanda Kochar are mismanaging your banks again to fleece you out of your money. And we are silently looking at all of this and doing nothing about it. The worry is this is going to continue and this is going to be severe. This is going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. Finances are going down the drain. Financial management of India is going down the drain. We need to arrest it. And the only way we can arrest it is when we, common Indian, starts questioning. IDBI, ICICI or any CIA, any bank for that matter of fact, they report to you because it's your money. It is not money that they get from their houses. It is your money that they are playing with. And if there is an NPA, don't just turn the page. Read about it. Ask questions. Ask questions to your bankers as to what is the kind of NPA they have. And what is the reason why that NPA happened. Write to your banks. If common Indian doesn't create this financial crisis into a movement, believe me you, all the economic development that we've done will go down the drain in a matter of next one decade. And you know what? We'll be responsible for it. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.